Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal, we have the highest population of over 65s. So we have 20% of our population are over 65. In Dublin, they have 13.1% of their population over 65. So their care needs are less. Their waiting lists are almost non-existent. And we have this waiting list. So the budget should not be given per population. It needs to be given on demographics, on the ages of, because obviously people over 65 are the people, all of the research knows their care needs increase on every level in terms of all types of care, but home care hours are essential. But there's another issue there, and it is threefold. It's the budget, it's the amount of staffing cap that they have for this particular area, which doesn't lend itself to employing enough healthcare assistants, but also it's the paying conditions of the carers as well. So the budget needs to improve, and the staffing cap needs to increase for this particular area. And the third thing is the conditions need to improve for people, to attract people to come into these caring roles, which are very satisfying, but only if it works for the person.
And that deficit, you're very much looking for it to get addressed accordingly, saying that, right, it is quite a stark amount higher than Dublin, needs to be addressed as such. And I guess, is there a fear for you that this problem can only worsen in a way, because as the population ages, as the population grows, it feels like it's only going to go one way? And as you rightly pointed out, if people can't get seen to in their home, well, then they have to revert to hospitals, and then the whole backlog there worsens as well. So for you, does it become, if not now, soon, a time sensitive issue more so than anything else?
That's exactly it. It's time sensitive. We're looking at, I often in my other job say, why are we charting some demise? Why are we writing what's actually going wrong? I got all of these printed out to me. All these answers saying, yes, we don't have enough budget. Yes, we have a waiting list. So we're literally charting, writing up and saying this is all deficient. And well, it needs to be sorted. Or, as you said, it's going to deteriorate. We know that our age population is increasing, not decreasing, particularly in this area, it's increasing. We know we're moving towards long-term care. We're trying to get people back out into their community to live at home, to live healthily at home for as long as possible.